Welcome back to BJ McGill's Coliseum or Fieldhouse here in campus of Mount Edgecombe. Metlakatla Mischiefs have the ball to start the second quarter. On the dribble is James. James comes right-hand side over to Nelson. Back top to James. Left side to Yilanimi. Now Nelson on the right. She's going to throw up the shot. Goes long. Rebound on the weak side. Down to Cowart. Cowart over to Swinton. Swinton up into the front court. Lynch Bears trail by 3, 10-7. Swinton goes right side to Bradford. Bradford looking inside. Nothing there. Gives it back up top to Swinton. She'll be around the top of the key and reverse it back to Bradford on the right. Bradford again looks in, back up to Swinton. Swinton for a really long three-pointer. Rebound comes out to Bradford. Bradford up with a shot, and she's going to be fouled on the opportunity. So she'll have two chances from the line. Foul on 22, Tanisha Nelson, her first personal foul. Six-team foul for the Mischiefs. And Bradford will be at the line, like I said, shooting two shots. First one is up and good. That's Brittany's first point of the game. Cut that lead to 2 for the Mischiefs. We got checking into the game as Tulsi Zano coming in for Krager. So we've got Zano, Bradford, Cowart, Gross, and Swinton on the court for the Glacier Bears. Bradford's second is short and rebounded by Gross. She goes back up and she's going to be fouled. So nice rebound there by Autumn. Goes right back up strong with it. Picks up another foul on the Mischiefs. 33, Victoria Studstill, her second. And now that's 7 team fouls.
Yeah, tons of rebounds for the Glacier Bears. And that's getting the opportunity, the second chances.
Autumn's first one is good. Autumn's first point of the game. Cut that lead down to 1 now. Mischiefs made their first 2, and then they were 2 for 12 the rest of the way. So Glacier Bears a little better defense on that. Autumn's second one, back rim, rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to James. James bring it across 10-second line for the Mischiefs. She stops at the three-point line, right side to Nelson. Back up top to James. Go down to Johnson. Johnson to James at the free throw line with the jumper up and good for 2. Madison James with her first 2. Now a little pressure from the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears get it to Zano. Zano back to Swinton. Swinton will bring it across the line. She's on the right-hand side. Looks inside to Cowart. Cowart drop step. Goes up for the shot. And that one looked like that was partially blocked, but she shot it behind the rim. Now one of the officials is calling over there. The one on the baseline said it was out of bounds to the Mischiefs, but we got Kurt Birchall on the far side saying that ball was tipped. I thought from here it was.
Well, it's pretty hard to get that far back behind the basket.
Yep. So the Glacier Bears will inbound left-hand side on the baseline. Bradford on the inbound pass for the Glacier Bears. They're trailing by 3, 12-9. Bradford throws it way up top to Gross. Top key. Now she'll drive down the right-hand side. She's defended nicely. She'll throw it up, and rebound comes down to Cowart. And then Bradford up with the shot, and good. Brittany got 3, and we're back to a 1-point lead. James on the dribble for the Mischiefs. Still 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears. James drives up to the 3-point line, and she'll shoot it off the glass and in. 3 points for her, up to a 4-point lead for the Mischiefs. Swinton back on the dribble. Reverse dribble. Leaves that one a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Gross. Gross up with the left hand. That was a little short rebound. This time comes down to Nelson, and she's tied up by Gross. Alternating possession. Stays with the Glacier Bears. They'll get another opportunity here. Bradford again on the inbounds. Looks like 2-3 zone by the Mischiefs. Bradford gets it into Swinton on the left baseline. She's got still all over her. Goes inside to Cowart. Cowart turns, leaves her shot a little short, gets her own rebound up off the glass and good for 2. Destiny's got 4. That's the lead to 2. James back on the dribble for the Mischiefs. Comes right hand side to Nelson. She's left open for 3. She'll fire it away and nail it. Tanisha Nelson's got 6. Glacier Bears got to get out on those 3-point shooters. Swinton on the dribble. Comes to the left hand side. Reverse dribble top key. Goes right hand side to Bradford. Bradford looks inside, reverses up to Swinton. Swinton, one dribble back to Bradford for the 16-footer on the baseline. That one's long. Rebound comes down to Zano, and she's fighting for it with Studstill. Alternating possession will go to the Mischiefs on this one. Up off the bench is Hayward coming back into the game for the Mischiefs. She'll be replacing Studstill. And we've got a 30-second timeout on the court. So while we have this, we lost our sheet before the last game, and so we'll want to thank all of our underwriters. Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Haynes Real Estate, Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Holroods Market Center and Alaska Sports Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynes Borough, and Southeast Road Builders. Thanks to all the underwriters that make it possible for us to bring you these basketball games.
Well, the Glacier Bears out-rebounding the Mischiefs 9-1 so far in this quarter. We're going to need to get some putback.
The Glacier Bears are trying to sub, but they were over at the table too late, so they'll have to wait until the next opportunity. Jane's bringing the ball up for the Mischiefs. Comes right-hand side to Nelson, back up top to James. Tried to go left side, but batted away by Bradford. Mischiefs control it to Nelson, and Hershey has it stripped by Swinton. Swinton throws it up ahead to Bradford. Bradford chases it down, tries to get up the shot. She goes up with the shot, and that one's partially blocked, and now she taps it back out of bounds. And so it'll be Mischiefs basketball. Another opportunity for the Glacier Bears. Just couldn't take control of it. They're working hard on defense. They're getting some steals. They're getting in the passing lanes. We just need some more shots for them to fall all the way around. Nelson on the dribble now for the Mischief. She's running the point. Gets the screen up high. Comes right side to James. Down to the baseline to Yelenimi. Go inside to Hayward. Knocked away by Brittany Bradford into Segan's hand. Segan quickly up into the front court. She's pushing it up. No numbers there, so she'll back it out. Hand it to Bradford. Bradford down on the right-hand side. Looked at the shot, goes to Zano down on the baseline. She's going to try and drive baseline, but she travels with it first. Glacier Bears trail by five, 18-13, 4:47 left here in the first half. James on the dribble this time for the Mischiefs. He'll slowly bring it up the court. Again comes right-hand side to Nelson, back to James. Left side to Yelenimi. Into Johnson at the high post. James for three. That's going to be long rebound coming out to Yelenimi. Back to James. James circles up top on the dribble. She'll bring it to the right-hand side, hand it off to Nelson. Nelson way out at the center circle, heels on the center circle. She'll come right-hand side now to Yelenimi with the pass. Pass it back up, stolen away by Zano. Zano's got a step on Nelson, up and off the glass and good. Nice defense, a nice layup by Tulsi Zano. That's that lead to three. James again on the dribble. She's got Hayward on her right. Got Nelson to her left, but now Nelson will cut across, come to the right-hand side. Gets the pass over there. They go inside to Hayward. Hayward tries to spin, and she's going to knock it off of her own knee and out of bounds. So another turnover created by the Glacier Bears. That time it was Cowart and Zano working hard down there on the double team, creating the turnover. Larson now into Zano. Zano will be running the point for the Glacier Bears. She's kind of backing off a little bit, looking like a little 1-2-2 zone. The right-hand side to Bradford. She picks up her dribble, looking for an outlet, gets it to Segan. Segan comes left now, goes back right to Bradford. Back up top to Segan. 2-3 zone by the Mischief. They go to Zano. She can lose control of the ball and stolen back away by Segan, but she's going to travel, and ball goes back to the Mischief. Glacier Bears trail by three, 3:29 left. Doing a great job defensively here, just having a little bit of struggle offensively. Nelson on the dribble, comes to the right-hand side. Passes back to the left to Johnson. Johnson over to the right side, goes left with the pass to Nelson. Nelson looks inside to Hayward, and coming over the back, that's going to be Destiny Cowart picking up her first personal, only second team foul on the Glacier Bears. So that'll be ball out of bounds on the baseline, left-hand side of the key. Johnson inbounding for the Mischiefs. And we're going to have a timeout for the Glacier Bears. Another 30-second timeout by Coach Brittenham.
Well, one thing we've noticed here is the Glacier Bears are able to overplay those passes. Metlakatla does the same thing every time. They come right straight down the middle of the court, stop, they pass left or right. Well, fortunately for the Glacier Bears, they're not doing a back door because the Glacier Bears are way overplaying it. And if they did, I think they'd get an easy bucket or two out of it. I know Coach down here, Wetzel, was really after James a minute ago because she's done that like three or four times now so far in the ball game. So the Glacier Bears, they're extending their defense out and taking advantage of it, but they need to score a few buckets here, though.
Yeah, they've really been struggling. I think Kaylee Swinton, she needs to step in and get a closer shot. Most of hers have been three-pointer below beyond. She had that one drive, and she got a couple free throws out of it. I see she's back in the game now. I'd like to see her get in for about a 10-12-footer and see if we can get her stroke going before she starts shooting more of those threes.
Well, the Glacier Bears are 3-for-11 in that quarter so far, while the Mischiefs only put up 5 shots and got 3 of those to go, so they haven't got any shots out of the deal. But and again, as I mentioned, the Glacier Bears are just out-rebounding the Mischiefs by a bunch. I mean, and they just need to be able to get those putbacks. There's a lot of them are offensive rebounds. You just got to get the putback.
So they're trying to get the score clock adjusted. They had the team fouls wrong, and so they finally got that set as it should be. 7 team fouls for Metlakatla, 2 for the Glacier Bears. Now we're back live on the court. Mischiefs looking to inbound it. They get it into Hayward. Hayward's going to drive down the right-hand side, but she's going to be fouled on the floor. So that'll be the 3rd team foul on the Glacier Bears. Let's see which one of them they got on it. 1-3. Dulcizano. I thought they were going to get Coward on that one. It looked like she was the one with the push, but Tulsi's going to get the foul. Now they get it into Hayward. Oh, goes through her hand. She's on the floor with it, tied up by Swinton, and that will be Glacier Bear basketball. Nice overplay that time by Destiny. Took away that. It looked like Hayward was going to have a wide-open layup there, but Destiny came in front of it and got that ball back for the Glacier Bears. Zano dribbles through the defense for the Mischiefs. Gets it back to Swinton. Swinton's going to eye the bucket. Goes right-hand side with the pass to Bradford. Bradford tries to go down onto the post to Cowart, but the ball's kicked by one of the Mischiefs. So it'll be all ball out of bounds for the Glacier Bears. We've got Larson coming in for the Glacier Bears. She'll be coming in for Zano. And we've got Studstill coming in for Nelson for the Mischiefs. Now also off the bench for the Glacier Bears, Autumn Gross will be coming in for Cowart. Brittany Bradford, right-hand side of the lane, down on the baseline. He'll be triggering the inbounds pass for the Glacier Bears. She's looking for an opening. Gets it into Gross. Gross on the dribble. Kicks it out to Segan. Segan to the left to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive to the right-hand side. Gets it over to Bradford. Bradford from 17. Leaves that one short. Larson down with the rebound. Up with the shot. Has it blocked, but we got a foul on the play. Janae Larson will be going to the line, shooting 2. 19 foul now on the Mischiefs. That one's on number 33, Victoria Studstill. She's got 3. 3's all around for her, number 33 with 3 fouls. And Larson at the line. Her first one's a little bit short. She's got one more coming to her off the bench for the Mischiefs. Number 11, Madison James coming in, and Studstill will take a seat. 2:46 left in the first half. Glacier Bears trail by 3, 18-15. Janae Larson back at the line. Her second shot is up. Oh, rolls around, bounces off the side. Drina Hayward down with the rebound for the Mischiefs, and she'll bring it up into the front court. Just kind of jogging it up. Now she's backed out way at the three-point line. Tries to drive down the left-hand side, gets past Gross, but misses the shot. Swinton down with the rebound. Swinton on the dribble now for the Glacier Bears. Across the 10-second line. She's going to dribble to the left-hand side, stop and pop from 15. This one's back rim. Bradford down with the rebound. She's going to take one dribble, couple dribbles, go up with it, and it rolls in for Brittany Bradford. Brittany's got 5, and we're down to a one-point lead for the Mischiefs, 18-17. Guthrie Buxton back for the Mischiefs. She'll hand it off to Yelenimi. Yelenimi with a 17-footer. Oh, no, they said that was a three-pointer. It looked like she was inside the line, but they'll give her 3 for that one, up to a 4-point lead. Swinton back for the Glacier Bears. She goes to baseline, kicks it out to Bradford. Bradford from 17 again, and she knocks this one down. Brittany Bradford heating up. Nice-looking shot from the outside for Brittany. Guthrie Buxton on the dribble for the Mischiefs. She comes right-hand side to James. James down the baseline to Yelenimi. Yelenimi goes inside to Hayward. Up fake. Turns and drives against Gross, and Gross is going to get her on the arm. Bottom would have kept her arm straight up. She would have been fine, but she came down and whacked her one. That's going to be Autumn's second.
Well, if the ball goes into Hayward, we know what she's going to do inside. She's going to make a move to the basket.
She's going to turn and shoot. She doesn't pass very much when she gets it in there. She gets her first free throw to drop. That's the first free throw the Mischiefs have attempted. The Glacier Bears have attempted 10 so far, made 5. Tanisha Nelson back into the game for the Mischiefs. Second one is off of the Mischiefs and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears trailing by 3, 22-19 with 1:28 left. Mischief's with some full court pressure now. Glacier Bears get it in to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive it up the left-hand side. Little reverse dribble as she gets towards half court. She'll throw it over the top to Larson. Larson tries to go down to the baseline. It's going to go off Hayward's leg and out of bounds. Now the Glacier Bears will inbound on the sideline in front of the Metlakatla bench. Kaylee Swinton on the inbounds pass for the Bears. She gets it up top to Bradford. Bradford dribbles to the right-hand side, looking for Swinton on the baseline. It comes to Deegan up top. She'll pass to the right side to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble now. Getting down to just about a minute left here. Swinton drives right, hands off to Bradford. Bradford will drive to the left. She comes back right. Looking for Swinton on the baseline, covered by the Mischief, so she gets to Deegan. Deegan inside to Larson. Larson to Cowart, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Johnson. Nice idea, a little late with the pass. I think Larson should have just gone up with that shot herself. I think she had lane to the basket there, but they keep the ball, so they get another opportunity for it. Larson throws it up top to Deegan. Deegan, right-hand side to Bradford. Bradford looking inside, no lane there. She brings it up top to Deegan, to Swinton. Swinton. Eyes the basket, but she better not shoot that. She's about 30 feet from the hoop. She'll go inside to Larson. Larson passes it over to Cowart. Oh, Cowart couldn't hang on to it. Beautiful pass right there. Cowart comes up with it, hands it off to Bradford. Bradford tries to go up with the shot. Has it blocked. Scrum on the floor for it, and we've got a jump ball. Oh, it was great. I don't think Destiny was expecting that pass coming from Janae. That was great dish by Janae, and right through Destiny's hands. Missed opportunity for the Glacier Bears. They got a chance to get it back now. 25 seconds left, trailing by 3. James quickly up for the Mischief. Comes right-hand side. Oh, Janae almost stole it away. Like we're saying, had a chance to get it back there. Getting in that passing lane. Great anticipation by the Glacier Bears. She just couldn't keep it in the court to go down for the layup. Mischief's inbounds to James. James looking for an outlet. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson's going to turn around, shoot the 13-footer. Back rim, bounces in. So Katrina Johnson's got her first two. Swinton up now for the Glacier Bears. 5 seconds left in the half. She turns, looks at the three-pointer, hands it off to Deegan. Deegan with the shot at the buzzer, and that's going to be a little bit short. So at the end of the first half of play, we've got the Haynes Glacier Bears with 19, Metlakatla Mischiefs with 24.